From NPR at WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the dignified news anchor with an irresistible baseline. That's right, I'm Danceville, Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. So 2017 is coming to an end, and it is amazing to think just a year ago we were all thinking, well, 2017 is going to be better than 2016, right? Well, it was, really, if you just focus on things that happened on this show.
The year started on a high note when Peter left us for a week, and we managed to find some guy to fill in.
Thank you, everybody. I'm Tom Hanks, and it is great to be hosting Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, in for Peter Sagal. Now, you may wonder, Tom, why host this show? People like my wife and kids, my crack staff of showbiz representatives, anyone with a stake in my career are wondering, what the hell is happening here? And the answer is really quite simple, folks. When NPR calls in dire straits, in need of a man who is not a hero but plays one in the movies, you gravely mutter, I'm on my way. Religion, faith.
Yes.
How about that? Faith is a vital part of many people's lives, so we're sure a Brazilian grandmother was heartbroken to discover that the statue of Saint Anthony she'd been praying to every day was actually what?
Was it, maybe you can help me by telling me, was it a tiny little sort of action figure size statue?
Ah, ding, ding, ding. Well,
please
Thank
tell
you.
Me it was Woody from Toy Story.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? It was an action figure, but specifically, it was a Lord of the Rings action figure.
Wow.
See, evidently, Nana Brandão had been kneeling before the figurine for years before her granddaughter pointed out that she wasn't directing her prayers to St. Anthony, but to Lord Elrond, the High Elf of Rivendell, performed by my good friend Hugo Weaving in the Lord of the Rings movies. And that explains why, whenever it seemed like her prayers were coming to a natural end, Brandão felt compelled to make them last another 45 minutes. Brandão's granddaughter, who wrote about the mix-up in a Facebook post, said that after realizing the mistake, her Nana quickly replaced the action figure with a real St. Anthony, and for forgiveness said six Hail Barbies and prayed the Lord's Prayer, beginning with Our Father who art in heaven, and thank you, Peter Sagal, for phoning that one in. All right.
Wait a sec. So, even though he's currently off, is he ghostwriting this show for you, Hanks?
No, what happened was, is this was just written in such cadence that I heard the man's spirit over my shoulder as I read it for the first time. So, and by the way, Luke, don't step on my applause again, young man.
He never would have done that to Peter.
Because I... Well, how often does Peter get that kind of applause? That's my question.
Whoa!